Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I had something else I was going to talk about here, but I'm going to push it a little later in the show to discuss what was just being talked about in the studio. Now, on the show, last couple days, we've talked about something that happened here at B93.7 Studios where a coworker left their car running.
Oh, boy.
They've done this more than once, right?
Well,
Hawk is like, what's the big deal? I've been into Waffle House before and came out and my car was running, and he's acted like that was normal.
You are wrong. It was Hobby Lobby.
You told me somewhere you went and ate and came out and it was still running.
Waffle House would have been okay.
I can at least see it through the window at Waffle House. Yeah.
And to me, I've never in my life walked away and gone and left my car and come back and it was running.
My car's quiet though.
Well, we've got a minivan that's quiet. I've never done it.
And I did lock the doors.
Mm-hmm. And it was warm. Mm-hmm. The heat was already on.
So we're talking about this, and Hawk's trying to make me think I'm just a bragger because I've never done that, and it's normal to do that.
It's the way it comes across, yeah.
Well, I'm shooting for that, so. But anyway, today, Hawk then goes on to tell us a story that fills in some of the picture for us. He tells us he's in car line the other day.
Okay.
He puts his car in reverse and almost backs into the car behind him.
And hopefully, if she's listening, I'm sorry I did that. I was going to get out of the car.
I said, well, that fills in a piece of the puzzle about your driving.
You act like that you never make any mistakes while driving.
No, I've
doing
never
stuff.
Put my car in reverse in a car line and tried to back into the person behind
First
me.
First of all, let me ask you, how many times have you picked up your kids in car line?
That's not true. I used to pick them up a lot whenever they were at Shannon Forest.
Okay,
so now they drive.
Here's the thing. I was just explaining how you got the brake button now that says, I forget what it says, but you push it and your brake automatically comes on so you don't back
emergency
into.
Brake.
Well, no, it's not emergency brake.
It is actually. It's a parking brake.
Parking brake.
Okay.
Same thing.
Well, I've also got that thing you can pull up too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Anyway, it's a button you push and you don't back over bushes and stuff. And
what? It's made so you don't back over bushes?
You don't run anything.
That car must have known you when you bought it.
No kidding. They were like, order this one special. Put two emergency brakes on it.
You get too close to like anything in your rear, you know, and it automatically stops the car and makes this like
okay
noise.
Well, that's just like the anti-collision avoidance system.
That's what it is. Oh. And so I had that button on. Thank goodness. I was in car line right in front of the school where all the kids are, and my son just got in the car, and I was writing something down, and I wasn't paying attention, and because it's a go-stop thing when you're in car line picking up your kids.
That's why you don't stop.
Somewhere you pay attention.
No, you put your car in park because you don't want to let your foot off the brake and all of a sudden hit somebody, and so I was writing something down. I put it in park. I put it in reverse. And I started to continue riding, and then my son's like, you're in reverse. And before I could even do anything, I couldn't even slam on the brake.
Boy, it's a good thing an adult was in the car.
Yeah, I know. And all of a sudden, I hear this, and this big old huge honk, 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 and all the kids going, And so I was so embarrassed. Matter of fact, yeah, my kids were too.
Oh, we are too.
Yeah. I was sweating. You know how you get that feeling because you're like, you made a huge mistake?
I can't make fun of you for this. One time my car was in the shop, so I had to borrow my dad's old Chevy truck, and it was a manual. Mm-hmm. And I was going to park, and for some, I don't even know how, because reverse and first were not near each other. But I got them mixed up, and I thought I was going in reverse to fix my parking, and instead I plowed into this girl's car
so hard
I lifted it off the ground. So, you know, we all make little itty-bitty mistakes sometimes.
Because I just thought I put it up there. It was like click, 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 and I'm like, it wasn't four clicks or whatever clicks. But it was
so reverse. Summary is you've gone and left your car running before. You think that's normal. You rear-ended someone or backed into someone in a car line. That's normal. For you, normal is like a felony.
I'm just saying, no. I mean, humans make mistakes. We have issues where we just have brain farts every once in a while. You act as though you never make any mistakes.
No, I don't make mistakes like leaving my car running for 30 minutes or longer when I go into a store. I make mistakes. I just don't make mistakes that I think are unbelievable.
It's only been three times I've done that. So you act like it happens all the time.
This year.
No, I don't know how many times that has happened. That's happened a lot. Though, because my car is very quiet when you get out and you're busy and you're running errands,
isn't it your routine to turn the car off?
Well, it's just a button nowadays.
It's still that you turn your car off when you pull into a parking space, you hit the button.
How many times do we forget to turn a light off when we leave a room?
Yeah, exactly. Good point, Cato.
Thank you.
That's nothing to do with this.
Well, I'm trying to help him.
Okay. Oh, you said you've done that too.
I've gotten out of my car, but my car beeps if I get out. Like, hey, you leaving the car with
have
the keys in your pocket?
Have you ever backed in anybody or reared in? You know, had to.
I've wrecked every one of my parents' cars.
mine just happens like in the rear end. Yours happens in the front end.
Well, I got hit in the back. It wasn't my fault.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I don't think any of the wrecks I had were my fault, except the one where I fell asleep.
And you judge me?
Yeah.
You judge my driving?
Uh-huh.
I'm just a little fast, but I don't get in a bunch of, except for that one.
They were not my fault. Somebody hit me in the rear. Somebody ran a red light and hit me.
How many accidents have you had, Tom, in your life?
My whole life?
Yes.
And two.
Don't forget the canal.
The canal's the big one. I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
The canal?
Huh?
What did you do?
I slid off the road into a canal.
In water.
Well, that's what canals have.
Yeah.
It was a dirt road, and I was going too fast, and it had those washboard ruts on it, and it's made the car turn sideways. I was 19. I was a kid. then I had one where I got rear-ended, which again was not my fault, Cato. Right. And that was in a Toyota Celica. Someone ran into me as I turned in. Actually, I don't think I was turned in. The guy in front of me was turning into a place.
Mine was a Celica too.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
That's why they don't make those anymore. Because of you two wrecking them all.
Oh no.
She's the one who lifted a car in the air and she's trying to shame us.
It was one time.
Was it a Celica?
It might have been.
That's why.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, girls, you know, winter months, they are not your friend. And maybe for some of the guys, too, because you're posting all the holiday pictures and stuff. You've gained a little weight, okay? Also, you've aged a little bit. According to science, this is a study that the beauty scientists say that winter ages women by almost 5 years.
Why?
Just us? Just women?
Well, the study was about women. A lot of guys don't. They didn't care as much about what's going on with this.
It's because they're getting everything ready for Thanksgiving, getting everything ready for Halloween, getting everything ready for Christmas, everything ready for New Year's, cooking for Super Bowl Sunday for the man.
I think it's probably something to do with the cold weather.
Yeah, well, the researchers looked at faces of women during all four seasons as part of a clinical study, and the researchers examined the faces of women between the age of 27 and 60. They found that 82% had dark circles in the winter compared to only 38% in the summer months.
I'm with Cato. I think it's creating all the holiday magic. It sucks the life out of you just a little bit.
My wife has had a cold, and yesterday she decided to do Christmas decorations. And I'm sitting there on the couch. I'm like, I'm trying to be supportive. I'm like, honey, you don't need to do that. You're sick right now.
You say that when she's healthy.
But I'm like, don't go and do all, don't get dark circles under your eyes right now. None of us are saying, please go do the Christmas decorations.
Did you do it for her since you are not sick and she is sick?
No, I told her not to do it.
There you go.
I supported her.
Well, they discovered that bags under the eyes are darker during the winter months. The team said lower levels of sunlight in winter made skin appear paler as well and brought out the bags under your eyes.
So, I told you it was the weather.
You going on vacation there? But winter also causes lower levels of vitamin D and the that's the so-called happy hormone, serotonin, I guess. But they say
the vitamin D is not that.
I'm sorry.
You're vitamin D. And
the so-called happy hormone serotonin. And they say what you can do is take vitamin D, and vitamin K also can help. And with the circles underneath your eyes and your puffy eyes, too. You have puffy eyes during the winter months as well.
You know what I found out helps? Manufacturing a little sunlight. I got some bronzing drops. Just put a little bit in my moisturizer, and it makes me not look so dead.
I don't even know how they did this study, because women are usually wearing makeup to hide that stuff.
Well, I think they probably had the women, you know, not have makeup on during the study. I can't say for sure.
Man, my wife wouldn't participate in that.
I can't wear makeup to this study. No, thanks. But research has shown that women are worried about the aging effect of darker circles more than wrinkles, which are easier to tackle nowadays because you have all the wrinkle cream out there. But they don't think about the darker circles under your eyes during the winter months.
The darker circles seem a lot easier to me because, like you say, put some bronzer in there and you're good. Wrinkles, I mean, I know they got that super glue crap, but it's hard to get rid of wrinkles.
I remember I had dark circles and I asked a friend, it might have been Tori, I'm not sure. I said, gosh, what do I do with these dark circles? And she was like, sleep.
Oh, that's a thought, too. I hadn't considered that.
I don't sleep well.
So it may not be the wrinkles or the gray hair that ages you most, but the dark circles under your eyes. Hey, good thing is raccoons are cute.
I feel like one, you know, just trying my best, muddling through life.
Yeah, you got your little hands over there.
I'm about as chubby as some of the raccoons right now.
And you're wearing those big heavy coats. You got fur on them.
But you got little hands.
They're good for nothing, I tell you.
That's like an SNL skit where she's got little hands.
Oh, little tall hands.
And I'm doing it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So Tori was talking about something interesting here in the studio, and it's actually something all of us may end up dealing with at some point. But and I was talking about it too because I'm dealing with this right now. Taking care of your parents when they get older. Tori said that she made it very clear when she met her husband that if there came a time where you needed to take care of your parents, you would move them in with you and take care of them.
Absolutely.
I think that's a noble thing to do. But on the other hand, there's a lot of ways to look at it. I know for a fact my parents told me at one point they did not want us to disrupt our family life if they got older. And they're like, you know, just put us in a home and have them take care of us because you're going to have your own family to take care of. But on the other hand, I saw my dad did a lot to take care of my grandmother. Now, he did not move her in with him. They were able, through some fortunate things that my grandfather had done, mostly buying a gas station that they rented out to the gas station companies. So they had enough money to get people to come into her home and watch over her some of the time. And my dad watched over some of the time. But it's a very tough thing that a lot of us are going to face, and that is what to do with our parents when they get older. Because people are getting in, there's far more cases of dementia and Alzheimer's, which can create a situation where someone is physically healthy but needs constant care. There's more situations where people are living longer, so they get more feeble. You thought of when you were young, you thought, oh, I'll get to be 80 years old and I'll die in my sleep one night and everything is just going to be great. But so many of these people live with situations where they need care. So if you take care of your parents, it's the ultimate pay it forward.
Yeah, I take care of Mama sometimes, you know, a lot of times. I got to watch her, you know, very closely because I'm telling her now, like, don't you decorate that Christmas tree. Don't you get on a chair and try to put a star on top of that Christmas tree.
Does she still wash her clothes?
Sometimes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's a joyful experience to help you folks out when they get a little bit older.
I thought you were going to say to do laundry.
No, no, no. No.
It's a joyful experience.
I mean, there's some things you like, you know, it's not as joyful. I mean, I put Bengay on places on my mom that I never thought I would.
Oh. Well, and that's the thing.
She couldn't reach back there.
My uncle did that with my grandma. He's the one. So basically, when they got to that situation, my grandparents said, if any of you are willing to basically drop everything and take care of us, you get anything and everything. And so he was the one who was able to step up. And that's, I think about that all the time. The things that he saw, the things he had to do. I mean, it takes a really strong person to do that.
You think about rubbing Bengay on your grandma's back?
I've done a lot.
Yeah.
There's worse, a lot worse.
Yeah. But when she's like giving you a half moon and saying, my back hurts right there.
Yeah, my mom has dementia at this point, and we have cleaned up ungodly things and done horrible things that I never thought I would have to do for my mom. And my brother and my sister-in-law, they're down there. They're doing it nonstop. So I give them huge props for that. Also, you know, you mentioned, oh, take care of us and you'll get everything. Mm-hmm. Nowadays with Medicaid and Medicare and some of that stuff, they'll get everything, and you as the relatives won't have anything left because the government will take it.
That's Medicaid? Mm-hmm. And I tried to learn a lot of it when my dad was going through what he was going through, and a neighbor had went through that, and Medicaid took their home.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Took her mom's home.
It's like, you may not get anything.
I never had to get Medicaid involved.
That's good.
So, but yeah, I was glad for that. But you have to just be careful and do your homework.
Well, you have to start early, because if you don't transfer that stuff to a trust at least 5 years earlier, then Medicaid can take it. But going back to the pay it forward, it's the ultimate pay it forward, because if you take care of your parents, you're hoping that in exchange, one day, your kids might take care of you. But you're gambling.
Yeah.
I don't think I look at it that way. I look at it as they gave me some of the best years of their lives, so it's the least I could do.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, because you have a son now. When you get old, are you thinking that he'll take care of you, or are you letting him off the hook, even though you put yourself on the hook for your parents?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any parent goes into it thinking, whew, thank goodness you're here to take care of me. But you maybe go into it thinking, I hope I give you a good enough life that you want to help at some point.
Okay.
It's not their job, but if you're good enough to them, you're like, maybe you at least want to be around me at some point when you grow up.
Well, our situation, my brother is retired and he lives there. So he is helping take care a lot right now. I feel guilty because I can't do that, but I still have a job and a family to take care of. I don't have a retirement coming in. Mm-hmm. He worked for NASA his whole life, so he's got a government pension. So it's a situation where it's worked out well for the whole family, but he's definitely getting the short end of the stick right now.
Well, and it doesn't make anyone a bad person to take care of your family that you have now as well. It doesn't make you worse of a son or anything, and you're helping in other ways. You're helping with all the legal stuff, which that alone is, oh my gosh.
Oh, it's a mess. It's a huge mess, and we're dealing with that as well. But it's just interesting that this is something I think we're all, it's almost like pregnancy, how a woman gives birth and then she forgets about it so she can have another kid. Like she forgets the labor process.
No, I didn't. But
we see our parents take care of our grandparents, and it doesn't dawn on us that in a not that long a time, we're going to be taking care of ours that same way.
I was talking to a friend recently, a little older than me and single and no kids. And he's like, I'm getting worried the older I get, not having the kids to take care of. For me, it's not that I don't have kids to take care of me. I don't want anybody to take care of me. It's somebody to take care of everything or else. All the financial stuff, that's what I would like to have. I'm ready to go into that home. I'd be the one in the wheelchair running around naked.
No, you'd be doing that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to rolling around, going into the cafeteria. Hey, later.
That'd be a torture Tuesday. Tuesdays.
Well, yeah, Gato, it sounds like you have the best plan of any of us.
You know, they do bingo on Wednesdays.
You got little dances, and they sing songs and
stuff.
Yeah,
they get to watch TV, and you know, you just live out your life.
My niece works at one, and man, they go on field trips and stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks like so much fun.
It's the circle of life.
I hope healthy enough to enjoy the villages in Florida and the wild, crazy scene that is, and then end up in the home that Cato is in and not go through some of the tougher things that will happen because that's some things are horrible. And, you know, the best part of it all is, like, I've talked to my kids about this, and they've made it very clear to me that if I do some of the things Cato was just talking about, they're not going to help. So I can't do the naked wheelchair.
Would you do it when the family leaves?
You go in the nursing home, you see, that ain't my dad.
Is
you
it walk back out.
Yeah, just turn around, you're like, never mind.
Have fun with him. And Nate Bergetz, he's talking about his parents here as they've gotten older.
My parents are getting older. They're not super old, but they're at the age where, you know, if they trip, they will fall to the ground. If I trip, my body hasn't touched the ground in 40 years. But for them, it's just, I don't know. It's like the upper is like, we're going. And the lower is like, what? And it's just, whoa. And I mean, there's no like, whoa. It's just, they don't even know what's happening. They're just looking at you, and you're like, you're not feeling any of this? And they hit the ground so hard, it's like they got thrown off a roof. My mom's got a bruise that won't go away for 2 years. I just walk ahead of them now. I'm like a Sherpa. Just let them know the terrain that we're about to hit. Got a little carpet coming up. Yeah. And cobblestone. You ain't gonna make that. So
he was so funny at the Bonsker Wellness Arena the other night.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the holiday season is upon us, and the kids are excited. Kids are looking forward to this. It's probably the best part about Christmas. And if you think about it, when you get older, you start to realize this. Christmas is about the kids. When you're little, you think Christmas is the best thing ever because all the toys and the fun stuff that's going on. Then whenever you get into like your late teens and young 20s, it kind of loses a little of the excitement when everyone's just giving each other gift cards and clothes. But then when you have kids, it's joyous again. It's all about the kids. So they asked people, what are the things that get the kids so excited? Of course, number one is the presents.
Why, well, yeah.
Because the kids just love making that list. My daughter used to go through back whenever Toys R Us was a real thing. She would circle the catalog, every item in the catalog with that giraffe on it.
Yep.
She would circle everything on it.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
Amazon sends out one now.
Do they? That's smart.
Yeah, I got one. Toys. And, you know, they got their own wish list now, kids do, which helps out Santa Claus quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Holiday lights and decorations was next. Holiday foods and treats are a thing the kids look forward to. I mean, think about a lot of candy, a lot of cake and cookies. Time off from school. That's huge for the kids and understandable.
Well, sure.
The holiday entertainment. I remember being a kid, like the seasonal shows. We looked so forward to those Christmas shows. They were just a tradition and so much fun.
And I did read where you're going to be able to see, was it the Charlie Brown Christmas special for free?
Okay.
Streaming for free this year because I'm tired of them charging.
Yeah, we didn't used to have to pay for it. We just had to watch commercials.
And I think Rudolph comes on NBC this Friday.
And a new Prep and Landing. I'm excited about that. So adults get excited too.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, Michael.
You are really, listen, you're missing out. They've
prep
already
and
got.
Landing. It sounds like some action movie about a plane.
You know what? Don't look good. Prep and Landing. Trust me.
Okay. I'll check it
on
out.
What is it? It's a
Disney
show?
Plus. Yeah.
See, I got to pay for it.
Animated show about elves. And how they do the prep and landing for Santa Claus. I mean, it is really good.
I just saw there was someone live streaming CCTV from Santa's workshop. So you can flip through like where the elves are and see them working. You can see Santa getting the sleigh ready. It was really cool.
Well, I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed with prep and landing. All of those are funny.
Family traditions is another thing the kids look forward to. You may have some family tradition that you do every year. Maybe it's caroling, something else that's fun.
We had the pickle. Yeah.
Oh.
And the person behind the pickle gets surprised.
By the way, speaking of caroling, did you see where the church was banned from caroling at the mental hospital?
No, why?
Apparently, Do You Hear What I Hear was the inappropriate song.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Kato. No, I can't hear what he's saying. Okay. Outdoor activities.
You on a naughty list.
Yeah. I am anyway.
Getting to stay up past their bedtime.
My kids love that.
Seeing family, cousins, and stuff like that. Now, it turns out the kids are not the only ones that are looking forward to Christmas season. The adults have some things they're looking forward to as well. For example, eggnog is just alcohol with protein.
Well, have you ever had it without alcohol?
It's good.
Pretty good.
I
it's
like
not
it.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's even better with rum.
Of course.
Okay. College bowl season gives you 41 opportunities to ignore your family.
Oh.
Isn't it funny how the holidays come and suddenly we care about sport that we haven't been watching all year long? But now you're like, man, I got to watch this Clemson-Carolina game.
Well, it's like that Friends episode for Thanksgiving where Chandler is watching it and they're like, what's happening? He's like, I have no idea. I just don't want to help with that.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's the Clemson-Carolina game happened. Clemson won.
I did actually see that one. Another thing is during the holidays, we're excited because when our kids are being rotten, we can just point to that elf on the shelf and say, he's going to tell Santa. We also love the fact that those Christmas lights that we've left up all year round are finally in season.
Thank goodness.
Also, another thing adults look forward to during the holiday season is getting rid of those junk items we've had laying around our house for our holiday gifts for our kids' teachers. Here, we think you'll love this.
Yeah, you know, you need to go all out for your teacher. At least get her some kind of card, you know.
Did your parents get your teachers anything?
They
I don't remember
that wasn't
ever
around.
Taking a gift from.
Well, I mean, that wasn't around back when we were
it
kids.
It wasn't?
No.
I always thought like an apple, but I don't think I ever took an apple.
Well, don't give your teacher a fruit basket.
That
or
explains
like
why
that.
I was never the favorite.
All right. Another great thing about Christmas for the adults is it's an excuse to watch our favorite Will Ferrell Christmas movie.
Boy, I tell you.
Spirited. You know, with Ryan Reynolds?
No, that's Elf. The Elf one's
no,
one.
No, Spirited is.
I don't even know that one.
Oh,
Tom.
It's a great one. It's got Ryan Reynolds. Will Ferrell.
I just read in Elf he had to reshoot that spaghetti scene twice because the first time he said it was so gross he threw up.
Oh.
Well, you're welcome.
Tell us about Spirited.
He's got spirit. Yes, he does.
How about you?
I have not even heard of that one.
No, all right. And finally, for 11 months a year, we're fat, and for 1 month, we're jolly.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast